Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews over at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we continue our interviews with candidates for governor. There's a contested primary for both Republicans and Democrats. Today, we talk to Malin Mitchell. He's a firefighter and president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Union, and he's running in the Democratic primary. Malin Mitchell, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you just took the elevator up in our Milwaukee studio, and now you have the length of an elevator ride to tell someone why you're running for governor of Wisconsin. What do you say?
I'm running because we need change, and we've had close to 7.5 years of Governor Walker, and it's time for us to turn a page. The governor said he's going to divide and conquer us, and that's exactly what he's done. So it's time for us to actually get back to a government that cares about people. That puts people over politics, people over bad policy, and quite frankly, at times, people over party. So I'm running for governor because it's we have to beat Scott Walker, and now is the time to do it, if any.
And how do you see your background as a firefighter, a union leader, preparing you for the candidacy and for the job as governor?
Well, you know, as firefighters, we respond to our community. We take care of people a lot of times on the worst days of their lives. And when people are at their worst, we have to be at our best. I come from a family of firefighters. My older brother is a firefighter in Atlanta, Georgia. And my younger brother is a firefighter in St. Paul, Minnesota. So, you know, giving back and being part of the community is within my DNA. And, you know, we have a lot of folks running right now. As you said, we have close to 8 candidates now that are still declared and in the race, but we've had enough lawyers, we've had enough elected officials and wannabe elected officials run for office. It's time to send a firefighter in. I always say that I'm the only candidate that actually still has calluses on his hands. And I'm the only candidate that actually, when I take off my firefighter gear, I work on behalf of working people when it comes to hours, wages, and working conditions. So it's time to actually get a candidate that actually cares or gives a damn about people, and that's why I'm running.
And you said you were making the case that it was time for a change from Governor Walker. That said, Governor Walker is making the case that, hey, we've got really low unemployment here in Wisconsin. The economy looking pretty good after a couple terms in office. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, Governor Walker looks at Wisconsinites as a statistic. And we do have a low unemployment rate, about 2.8% right now. But what's an unemployment rate when we have people working 2 or 3 jobs just to make ends meet? People are actually working to try to just keep a roof over their head or take care of their children. We have a low-wage economy, unfortunately. And I've come out very early for a $15 an hour minimum wage. But more importantly, actually setting up a government that helps people. And the governor can talk about us having a low unemployment rate, but people are struggling right now. If he actually get out there and talk with voters and talk with Wisconsinites, he would see that and realize that there's more that needs to be done.
Now, Foxconn has been a big deal over the last year or so. Ground was broken this year. We've got the contract. We've got the incentives. If you were elected governor, what would your approach be?
Well, you know what? Foxconn is it's here, and they broke ground back in May. I think Foxconn's a bad deal. To give a foreign company $4.5 billion with not to see a return on investment for 25 years is a bad deal. But there's no bank that would give you that deal. But they're here, and I would say that we need to make sure Foxconn is accountable to the taxpayers. I would not let them pump 7 million gallons of water a day out of Lake Michigan. But I would make sure that we set up a regional transit authority to get those who are unemployed or underemployed to those jobs. And Foxconn needs to be a good corporate partner here in the state of Wisconsin. And the governor can actually provide that and make sure that happens. So I would make sure Foxconn is accountable to taxpayers. The bill's been signed with much transparency. The contract has been put forth without a lot of accountability. So I'll make them accountable to the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. And if we're going to have Foxconn here, I'm going to make sure that they have folks that don't have jobs to come actually and have those jobs and make sure that they actually are paying the wages that they talked about.
We're talking to Malin Mitchell about his campaign for governor in the Democratic primary, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What question do you have for the candidate, and what issue would you like to hear him talk about? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation here on Central Time. We continue our conversation with Malin Mitchell about his campaign in the Democratic primary for governor, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What question do you have for the candidate? What issue would you like to hear his take on? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll go to your calls now. Steve is on the line in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a comment and a question. I'm someone that voted for President Obama in 2008 and then voted for Donald Trump in 2016. So I'm that represents a group that the Democrat nominee has to reach in the general election. I was extremely insulted by some of the rhetoric that was used during the Act 10 protest that occurred that really caused it to be divisive. It's very easy to blame Governor Walker, but I do wonder what this candidate feels his responsibility is to change my mind on that, as opposed to just being dismissive of it.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Malin, how do you reach out to a voter like Steve?
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually, as a state president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin, we represent over 4,000 members across the state, career firefighters. We go far north as Rhinelander, Superior, Antigo, Rice Lake, and far south as Kenosha, Racine, and Beloit, and everything in between, about 100 communities. And most of my members, actually, are like Steve. They voted for Donald Trump, or they voted for, I'm sorry, President Barack Obama, then 4 years later voted for Donald Trump. So I represent a lot of members that have done that, and it's about what we need to talk about at the firehouse kitchen table, I always say. And that's about an economy that works for everybody, not just a select few. It's about having an educational system that actually takes care of all our children. And our greatest commodity for our future is our children. And their greatest currency is their education. It's about having an educational system that works for everybody. But it's also about having health care. My mother's a diabetic. And there should never be a time where a diabetic has to choose between paying their health care premiums or paying their mortgage or their rent. We have a lot of issues here in our state, but at the end of the day, it's about we need a leader in the governor's mansion. We need a leader, actually, in the executive branch, and that's why I'm running, because I've led. I've been a firefighter for 20-plus years. My job was to give back to my community, and we need, actually, elected officials that give a damn. And right now, we're just not seeing that. And I agree with him on one point, that it's not about Democrat or Republican. Because we have a lot of issues in our state that cross both lines. Like we have the highest African American male incarceration rate in the state. That's not a Democrat problem. That's not a Republican problem. That's a problem that we have as Wisconsinites, and we should do everything in our power to make sure that we tackle that. So we have plans for that. We have plans for all the other issues I talked about. But we need a real leader, and the state will not move forward without a leader in the executive branch, and that's why I'm running for governor.
Steve, thanks for the call. Go to Emily in River Hill now. Emily, hi.
Yes, hi. My question is, you know, we have a lot of schools. We have charter schools and choice schools and public schools. And how do you fund all of these schools with taxpayers' dollars? Are you thinking of, you know, looking at choice schools and how we're going to go about decreasing taxpayer dollars or voucher programs or charter schools and just, you know, just focus on our public schools to make those better?
Emily, thanks for the call. Malin Mitchell, school choice issues and where the funding goes.
Well, I believe that public dollars should go to public education, period. And there's no disputing that. The state of Wisconsin cannot afford two separate and unequal systems when it comes to schools. So I'm a product of public schools. My kids are in public schools. And we can't afford to pay for private charter or private schools through a voucher program. You know, if Betsy DeVos or Donald Trump or the Koch brothers wanted to fund public schools, they should do that with their own money and not with public dollars. So I believe that we need to, public dollars go to public education, that we need to make sure that we do everything in our power. I have a plan, actually. When I'm your governor, I'm going to pass a constitutional amendment that will require the state of Wisconsin to fund every school district and pay for two-thirds of every school district's budget. And that will alleviate a lot of the pressure and also alleviate a lot of the angst we have right now in the state by way of dollars. We are having right now school districts passing referendums just to pay for operational costs, which is crazy. I mean, you used to have a referendum just to put a new gymnasium on a school or put a new track around a football stadium. And those are capital expenditures. But now we're actually having referendums just to keep the lights on in Solon Springs. Me and Scott Walker went to the same high school, Delvin Darien. And obviously we took some different classes, but I went to the same high school. And it's time to actually fully fund schools once and for all, and I have a plan to do that.
Emily, thanks for the call. We're talking to Malin Mitchell about his campaign in the Democratic primary race for governor. Back to your calls now. Sean is with us in Milwaukee. Sean, hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a question regarding your plans on how you're going to fix the roads in Wisconsin. So bear with me for 1 second. The roads in Wisconsin are some of the worst that I've seen throughout the nation, and I travel for a living. Seems like this problem has gone on for a very, very long time in the state through numerous governors. What is your plan to provide increased funding and to keep up with the construction and to perform in a timely manner in the areas that are needed throughout the state, specifically Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine? And I'll take my comments off air. Thank you.
Malin Mitchell?
You know what? Our roads suck. And that's the bottom line. And We're second in the country to the worst roads in America, only second to Connecticut. So what I will do is I would actually raise our gas tax, and I call it a user fee because, you know, no one likes paying taxes, but at the end of the day, government costs money. And I pay taxes. We all pay taxes, but it's not about the taxes you pay. It's about what government does with those tax dollars we send them. So by this way, state of Wisconsin, it's Madison. So we have to do everything we can to make our roads better. And it's not just an issue when it comes to our roads. It's a public safety issue. So I would actually raise the gas user fee, gas tax, by 5 cents. And then I would tie it to CPI, the Consumer Price Index, so that we don't have to keep having this discussion every 2 years. And we have a $77 billion biennial budget, and a budget is your list of priorities. And we don't prioritize actually building and fixing our roads, making sure our schools are top-notch, making sure we have an economy that works for all, not just select few. Then we're going to continue down this path with the race to the bottom that we're seeing currently right now with, in my opinion, Governor Scott Walker. So when it comes to our roads, I would have a sustainable plan and tie our roads to the Consumer Price Index, because at the end of the day, we need more revenue. And there's only so many ways that we can actually fix our roads. So we need more revenue to actually fix our roads. So I would tie the Consumer Price Index. I would raise it by 5 cents. It's more of a user fee as opposed to a tax. But we need our roads to be safe and better than what they are right now.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Patrick is with us next in Madison. Patrick, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Patrick?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yes, my question is regarding the high student debt right now. We all know that student debt is the highest it's ever been, and many of us are in debt. And so I want to know what Fireman Mitchell would do if he becomes governor. You know, what would he do about the high student debt?
Right, student debt concerns, Malin Mitchell.
I would actually allow students and those that are out of school to refinance their loans just like we would do a mortgage or a car payment at very low rates. But more importantly, I would go and have a longer-term solution to where actually my son actually brought this actually he doesn't know it, but my son one day played Fortnite, which is a video game that a lot of kids play. He played it for 12 hours one day. I couldn't believe it. And I said, so you're telling my son's at the time was in eighth grade, and he was playing Fortnite for 12 hours. And him and his friends were actually at their own homes, and they were playing together. They were talking on the phone, everything else, like kind of like what we're doing right now. You're in Madison, I'm in Milwaukee. But I said, well, we're gonna let my son Carson play for 4 years, be in high school, and then get a great C average, and then we're gonna pay for him to be in college for 4 years. I was a Bernie Sanders delegate in 2016. And Bernie Sanders talked about free college, free college, free college, free tuition. And that's all great, but my dad always said there are no free lunches, Malin. So I actually have a plan where kids or young people from 5th grade to 12th grade are going to actually have to give back and be part of community service and actually volunteer at the local soup kitchen, volunteer at the local veteran center and help those who have served our country. Volunteer and help the senior who can't shovel their snow or rake their lawn because, one, they can't do it, and, two, they can't afford to pay somebody else to do it. And basically give back. Then when you get to a certain threshold of hours, it's called a Wisconsin Compact, we call it in our policy, that when you walk across the aisle or you walk across the dais or the stage in 12th and as your senior year, you get your diploma. You also get a certificate of completion that says you have fulfilled the requirements. So you have 2 years of free college or free tuition paid for by the state.
And I'll have to jump in there. That's all the time we have. Thanks to Malin Mitchell, firefighter and president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Union. He's running for governor as a Democrat. Profiles of all of the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor can be found at WPR.org. We'll be interviewing candidates in contested primaries over still the next week or so. You can keep track of those interviews at WisconsinVote.org. And coming up Monday on Central Time, there are proven methods to keep moms safer during childbirth, but not all hospitals are on board. An investigative reporter tells us why. That and more coming up Monday here on Central Time.